problems. There's tragedy. People are suffering. There's famine. People are dying of starvation. That's all happening today. It's also the backdrop of the book of Joel right near the end of the Old Testament. And what did Joel say about the tragedy, suffering, and famine? God's mad. God is the one behind the punishment. Really? I loathe this stuff. When modern-day Pharisees and other, I'm not going to use profanity to describe folks. Yes, you can think of several strong and profane describing words or phrases for some people in your life. When they start spouting about how God is angry and that's why there was a tsunami or a hurricane or a shooting or some other disaster or tragedy, my skin crawls. My stomach twists and I start feeling real seething anger at those who decide to blame God for it all. But then as I search for why I'm angry, it's less about the blaming God for the catastrophe and more about why those folks who I must remind myself are those whom God loves place the blame. The people are being naughty. People are not following the rules as the Pharisees, etc. See them. God is angry because the people have decided to treat one another as human instead of abominations. I don't really see a Pharisee-like attitude in tonight's reading, but the blame game still bothers me. What doesn't bother me, however, is the ultimate point of this reading for Ash Wednesday tonight. He repeats it. Return to me. Come back to me, says God. I'm not worried about how dressed up you are. I want you to be serious about following me with everything that you are. I love you. I am kind and gentle. I forgive. And I just want you to start loving me and your neighbor. Even if your neighbor is unpleasant. You're thinking about a neighbor who is unpleasant right now? All right, go ahead. Get through it. Think about it. Think about all the people in your life or people you know of who you would describe as some profanity or just unpleasant. How about now you think of people in your life, people you know of who you would describe as pleasant. There might be some people who are on both of those lists. Everyone has a good chance of ending up on someone else's unpleasant or pleasant list. So let's do our best to remember that anyone on any one of our lists could have us on the opposite list or the same list, and anyone on either one of the list or any list we've created is someone God loves. And everyone makes mistakes. We do awful things. We hurt others. We also get it right sometimes. It's great when we get it right. We do good things. We lift one another up. And no matter what we've done, no matter how good or bad it has been, God's call to us is the same one as it was to the people described in Joel. God says, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. That word relents, it's here in Joel. It's been the subject of some Bible smarty pants debate and arguments. It's not the same in every translation. And if you do a true translation, I'm pretty sure, of the word relents in this context, and it's here twice, it isn't relents. It's repents. What does it mean to repent? No one wants to talk. I know it's Christ in church. Here we go.
Here. Turn around and go in the other direction.
There we go. Repent. Turn around. 180 degrees. Not 360 degrees. That will be doing the same thing. So, but it says that he, God, relents from punishing. But a better way to describe that is repents from punishing. And people want to say God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And this isn't a deep theological point when you do this. Yes, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God can decide, I'm not going to do the punishing. Forget about, we can talk about the theology of does God punish anyway and all of that. Context here. God is thinking one thing. I'm going to punish the wrongdoing. And then God says, but wait a minute. I'm God and I'm love. So I'm not going to do that. Slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Steadfast love is not just love. It's this unconditional love, this love that doesn't end and relents from punishing. I should punish the people for all the awful things they do. But I love, so I'm not going to do that. Tonight, Ash Wednesday evening, is the beginning of a journey of returning to God with all our hearts. It's the beginning of a journey of returning to God with all that we are. It's the beginning of the Lenten journey, 40 days, minus the Sundays. Remember, if you're giving something up for Lent, you have a loophole. Sundays aren't part of the 40 days. But if you're giving something up for Lent and you're deciding you have a loophole, maybe rethink the whole giving something up for Lent. Read the scroll article that comes out next week. We're getting ready to celebrate Easter. But the getting ready isn't the celebration. The getting ready is the getting ready. It's a more somber time. It doesn't mean you can't smile or say hallelujah during Lent, but it's getting ready and taking inventory. Taking inventory of the stuff that we carry with us, taking inventory of the good and the bad that we've done, knowing that God repents from punishing, but that we're called to do better. So during Lent, we walk toward doing better. I know it's easy to pay attention to the people who are pleasant and unpleasant in our lives. But maybe instead of focusing on that, we pay attention to the call to return to God with all that we are. Because Lent is a journey from self-centeredness to God-centeredness. It's a journey toward love for God and all whom God loves. So blessings to us all. May we journey together in God's call to return.